views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, Daryl. And also joining me is Daryl, darling Daryl.
Yes.
Dutiful Daryl, however we want to refer to him.
The Hubster.
Yes, he is joining us. And I'm so thankful to all of you who are joining us today. We have certainly had our challenges trying to keep a stable and steady radio attendance here. Yes. For ourselves. It seems like every time we went to plan something, there would be an earth-shattering event happening on our end, and off we would have to go in that direction. So we're happy to tell you that the playing field for us is finally clear, at least of any and all foreseeable.
At least this week.
Yes, at least for this week. So thank you so much for joining us. If you have been having your own set of different obstacles or challenges, struggles since the new year, this is the show for you. You can relate to what we're going to share with you, a few of our experiences starting out, and then we're going to get into some very helpful tools, including readings, that will help us to look to a very bright and prosperous future where we will be able to overcome obstacles. And if you think about it, isn't that really what life is all about?
Yeah.
Yes, there are those beautiful, fun-filled, love-filled experiences that we have. But doesn't it seem that something comes along every now and again?
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing you know, we're there we are. We're having to tackle a whole new issue.
Yeah.
But I think when we look at things with a certain type of attitude and we bring positivity, especially, to our way of thinking, that really is a tremendous help in getting us through these different obstacles.
Yeah. Positivity is a great thing. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't such a positive person.
Well, exactly, Daryl. For those of us that don't know your situation, who may be new joining us today, this could be a really good time for you to describe what your three-year journey has been like.
Yeah. Basically, late 2012, I was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma of my left kidney. Had surgery, had my kidney removed, went through chylocystitis, which is a fluid buildup in my stomach because they took lymph nodes out. Was on a central line for,
three,
4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
where you couldn't eat or drink anything but water.
Yep.
For that time period, you had a central line hooked to your bag of nutrients.
Yeah.
And that's essentially all you had.
Yep. And most of that was sugar water.
I do want to say, though, and I'm not just saying that because he's here or because he's the Hubster, but this man took it on the chin. He went forward. He didn't miss work unless he had to be hospitalized here and there. I mean, he just was a trooper through it all, and he's actually been quite an inspiration to those of us we see here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, which, by the way, is where we are broadcasting from, and is also the home base where we do our work here in Virginia Beach. So with that said, and how you now have made it 3 years, and incidentally, Daryl didn't mention that his kidney cancer had metastasized to his lungs, which is incurable, but survivable.
Survivable.
So he is doing a number of different new, aren't they?
Yeah.
New chemotherapies that are through infusion now.
Right.
The last route was oral.
Yes.
And He wants to say to everybody else out there going through the same struggle, what you always say.
Yeah. Keep it positive. Worry about today, today. Worry about tomorrow, when and if it gets here. It ain't never going to get here because by the time it gets here, it's today.
There you go. And besides, if you think about it, the rest of us don't really have any guarantees either.
Nope.
So, starting off, I'd like to say that as we're coming up onto the nearly 2 months now since the first of the year, often it can seem as if we are facing insurmountable obstacles. They can be, as in, say, Daryl's case, health. They can be financial, work-related issues, personal issues, relationship issues.
Family issues.
Yeah, you said it. And possibly there have been some life-altering changes in your life over those few weeks that we've recently gone through since the start of the new year. For instance, did you know that January 4th is reputed to be the busiest day in the divorce legal profession?
Boy.
It's like the holidays are over.
All right. Yeah, you got through your happy holidays and your New Year's Eve celebration. And, oh, by the way,
bam,
I'm filing for divorce on the 4th.
And so there you go. And then on top of all of this, you've got Valentine's Day sitting right in the middle of it all, as like a great big sore thumb. So there's still other things that, you know, of course we haven't covered. You could have lost a family member. You could have gained a new family member, and there's adjustments that come with that.
All right.
For instance, say a new baby or a grandchild.
Yes.
I know when I first became a grandmother at the very tender age of 19. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was actually 29. Mm. Anyway, when I became a grandmother, you say the word grandmother, I'm looking over my shoulder to look for my own grandmother.
Right.
So it was quite a transition for me.
It was.
You may have turned 40 or 50 or 60. You know, a new decade comes on you and it falls on you like a ton of bricks. So there's a lot of things that can be issues that we have to deal with, conflicts, struggles.
Yeah.
And what Daryl and I have been through, planning these radio shows, not being able to get home, which is a big one.
Yeah.
When that big storm recently hit the East Coast, we were on vacation. Vacation is kind of a funny word.
Well, that's a kind of different word with where we were.
We were in upper northern Minnesota experiencing 19 below zero.
Yes.
And spending time with relatives. And then when our time was supposed to be over, oops. There's no travel to the East Coast. So we had to make an adjustment. And that's really one of the key words for our show today. Adjustment. You're going to face always some different type of, it can even be a calamity. It'll be some sort of problem. It'll be something that comes up, when you least expect it.
Right.
Or something that you're continuing to deal with. For instance, filing taxes, paying debts from Christmas and before. Suddenly having to get some medical tests done and so on and so on.
Right.
So you might be wondering, what can we do?
Well, start off with, we can get personal prophecy readings.
Absolutely.
These readings are literally awesome. When it comes to struggles and conflicts in our lives, they're right on the money.
And they really are. And a lot of times they'll point the finger at you and say, you need to stop being your own worst enemy or get a better attitude.
Change this.
Yeah, but they'll also show us that we can have hope. Hope that, say, by the end of this year, so many wonderful things can happen to us.
Right.
And all we need to do is hold a space, fill it with love and hope and belief, faith, that these things are, in fact, going to come to us. Because you know what? If you sit there mired in all this trouble, it's like being in quicksand. The more you worry, the more you struggle with it.
The deeper you get.
The deeper you get. And the more you're saying to the universe, come on, bring me more. I love misery. I want more. And the universe will say, here you go, on the way.
Yep. And guys, don't stuff everything. Don't stuff your emotions. Don't stuff your troubles. Get it out. If you have to, or it gets to where it's too much, go see a doc. Get a little help. A little antidepressant always is good.
I'm glad you brought that up. There are more people out there that I'm finding socially and through my work that are getting a little help from a little happy pill that they just love. Yep. And if you think about it, why not?
Yeah.
Why, when so many others are out there drugging and drinking, if a little pill can help you out to face your daily, you know, your
daily grind.
Yeah, exactly. Then why not?
Yeah.
I'll admit I have my own little happy pill. Daryl has his.
Yep.
And it won't affect you. It won't take away your sleep.
Nope.
It just gives you a little bit of a positive spin.
Yeah. A little bit of a jump in the morning to get you started, throw a cup of coffee on top of it, you're good for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you really are. So the other thing that I would suggest is start to think more positively. We're going to get more into this as we talk here, but I want you to know that it can mean all the difference in the world, especially when we envision life to be more like a laboratory where we are running experiments rather than an amusement park.
Yep.
And with that,
let's take a break here and we'll be right back.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulously wonderful host, Deborah Lee. For those who want to talk to us today, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And please, don't be shy. We won't ask your name. You don't have to say where you're calling from. But I do want to tell you that we'd love to be able to give you a reading and add some insight to whatever difficulty you happen to be going through.
Yep.
As we were saying prior to going to the break, you know, thinking positively really, really can be a most helpful tool. If you look back on our past, Daryl, without that positive thinking, we likely would not be sitting here.
Yeah, probably not.
And I might be sitting on welfare, or who knows what you might be.
Running a bar in Thailand.
Well, we can laugh about it, but realistically, we're extremely grateful, which brings me to our next helpful tip concerning how to get through a rough period at the first start of the year, is show gratitude on the simplest of levels. Seriously, put your feet on the floor in the morning, and the first thing you want to do is feel gratitude for something. The fact that you aren't living under a bridge.
And if you are living under a bridge, be thankful you have a bridge over your
exactly.
head.
Exactly. That you have food to eat, that your children are healthy, that you have the love of a good partner. I mean, something, anything.
Everything.
Everything that can get you started, that no matter what else has happened within the course of your life to that point, you can at least say to the higher power, say to the universe, however you conceive of that, which is all that is, you are saying, thank you for what you've given me.
Yes.
That is an amazing, powerful way to start your day.
Yeah,
I do it every day, and I know you've said you do it too.
Yep.
And we have a son that is a musician in the military, and I just wanted to tell you, you know, sometimes we're going to find in our lives that what I read in his cards while he was still in college, that I felt that God wanted him to desire to reach for his dream, which was to become a professional musician, with such intensity and such commitment. I told him that he literally wants you to eat, sleep, and drink it. That this was going to be a turning point in our son's life. And I told him plain out, you have to really want this, or I fear you are going to miss this opportunity in your life as a result of not having gratitude and commitment for what he was going through. You're laughing, but it took him 2 years.
Yeah, that's where I was headed next. Took him 2 years to grind. This paperwork not being right, that paperwork not being right, missing this, ex-girlfriend, baby mama giving him a hard time about paperwork. It took him literally 2 years to get into the Army.
So he is a lesson to us all in the sense of also timing. I am a very firm believer in timing. Those of you who have come to see me in my office at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, or if you have received an email reading from me via my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, you know that I will tell you that I feel no reading ever really becomes conducted and is complete until it's within its own best time frame.
Right.
So sometimes I will be delayed. Or as in our son's case, the paperwork was a block for him.
Yep.
Because for one thing, he had to stay steady in his desire for this dream, but also for events and circumstances around him to shift in such a way.
It's the perfect time.
Yeah, the perfect time. And he became a stellar member of this band. Mm-hmm. And he is now at a base that he really loves. So sometimes we need to have patience. Wait for the right timing in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So.
And going back to getting up in the morning, you know, you were saying you're thankful every morning. I'm thankful I wake up and I'm upright and ventilating every morning.
So, you know, Daryl, that is a big thing right there that you've said to all of us, a lesson we should heed.
Yeah.
That when we sit there whining and moaning and complaining to others that are sitting there with us, we don't know their struggle and we don't know their walk.
Nope, you don't.
So how does it feel to you when you're sitting amongst coworkers that are, you know, crying about, oh, I've got to work the holiday, or what do you think?
Look at them and go, shut up. You could have cancer like me. And what am I? I'm here every day. I work 8-10 hours a day and I don't complain about it. I do my job and I do it well.
And
suck it up and move on.
And I'm sure that they take that as, you know, huge words of wisdom when you say it. And it's a good reality check for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you say it's a gift, and I would love for you to share that with our listeners. How is cancer a gift?
It teaches you just how precious life is. Mm. How precious love is.
Mm.
How precious friends are, your wife is, your kids are. It just makes everything right. You can let it beat you down. You can let it kick you around the corner and under the bridge and everywhere else. But if you stay positive, guess what? It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's wonderful, honey. I really do.
You know?
And I think we've also, as a family, learned to admire your walk and want to, you know, be there for you every minute that we can.
Are.
You had quite a struggle at that ending of that year.
I know we did.
So he was in and out of the hospital. I mean, it gets to a point where it becomes so much a part of your life that you forget. We canceled Christmas. We canceled birthdays because there was no, we could not find a way to celebrate until you were better. You were recovering.
Right.
So it showed how important you were to our world.
And where did I end up Christmas Day? In the hospital.
Yeah, again.
Again.
So now we cherish every time that we get to spend holidays or birthdays or...
Yeah.
Well, we celebrate everything anyway. And that's another tip to all of you. Become a celebration...
Every day.
...addict.
Every day is a celebration.
If somebody in our family gets a promotion, we have to celebrate.
Yep, pizza and champagne.
Yes. If... I'm trying to think of some of the things that we've just turned into celebrations. Starting a new radio show. Oh, we had to celebrate.
Yep.
So the kids now have followed our example, and they do this. And we do always need to remember our children are watching and learning from us.
Yeah.
So
and, every day is a celebration.
It really is. What are you waiting for? Living life 2-3 weeks down the road? What do you think is going to be better when that time comes? Personal prophecy readings are going to help you to awaken to the thought and the faith
mm-hmm.
that today is the right now, this moment.
Worry about today.
Yes. And right. That is so true.
Yeah. All right. For those of you that want to give us a call, our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. But like we were saying, every day is a celebration for us. It's another day we're alive. It's another day we're together. It's another day we can have fun.
Right. And this is something that personal prophecy readings have especially taught me over the past 30 years, that if you can't cherish the moment you're in, something, you know, days, weeks, months down the road isn't going to be any more satisfying or rewarding for you, because then you'll only be living beyond that. So I do want to share with all of you that personal prophecy is something I learned from my grandmother. And those of you that listen to us often, you know this story. It was over 30 years ago. We would practice, her and I, she would be in her big easy chair, and I would sit on her little, what do you call them things, a little hassock, little footstool. I would sit with her, and she would guide me with readings to the point where I had all the fundamentals. Then I lost my grandmother 2 years later, and I've carried forward with her method, and I expanded it. I tried to study it. I couldn't find anything quite like it written about anywhere.
Tried to prove it wrong.
I did for 15 years. The cards would say, oh no, this is not a good man for you. This is not somebody that you should take as a friend. And I was defiant. Oh, how can these cards tell me what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then after 15 years of making those mistakes, I decided to go the other way and allow the cards to present me with options and choices that were better. And I want to tell you, it was like a sunrise over darkness. My life changed so much. So it's from grandmother's teachings, which you will find this method is extremely empowering and life-filled. You can be in the darkest of moments in your life, And these cards will say, ah, but you can still have hope. You can still have faith.
Yes.
And I do have a theory also that I've learned from this method, which I call fade to black. When, you know, when you're watching a movie and all of a sudden the screen steadily goes dark, I find that when our life goes dark in such a fashion, that's when we are right on the edge of a breakthrough.
Yep.
Right on the edge. And boy, these cards will point it out to you like you would not believe. Now, I'm not going to tell you that they can give you 100% absolute fact. All these cards are really capable of doing, and I'm using just an ordinary deck of playing cards. All they can really do is enlighten you about the potential that exists in your life.
Right. Everything's potential.
It really is. What you dream of, what you hope of, the cards are going to really share with you just how much power you really do have over your life and its future.
Right.
So I think it's going to be awesome to get to a reading. We have somebody already on deck when we get back from break.
Right. We'll be talking to Martha when we get back from break. So let's take a break right now from the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our wonderful host, Deborah Lee. Our topic for this week is having a rough start to the new year. And if you want to give us a call, call us at 1-800-930-2819.
We're going to Martha from Boston, Massachusetts. Martha, so happy to have you with us today.
Well, good evening and welcome, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I just broke off a relationship. Can you tell me about my next one?
Oh. So you sound like you are very much resolved, and you know, this relationship has run its course and it's done for you?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? That's the best way to start looking toward a new one, is make sure that you put a period at the end of that sentence of the previous one in Daryl. As I'm shuffling and getting the cards ready for your reading, Martha, I do want to say that it's been my experience over the years that men tend to like to overlap their relationships a little bit, which is not very healthy
No,
and not a very successful way to go about things.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So it's a tremendous insecurity.
Yes.
Where I think Martha here, what I'm feeling from her, the vibe I'm getting intuitively, is this is a lady that knows what she wants, mm-hmm. and she knows when she is done.
Yeah, okay? I agree with you.
So now I'm going to lay out the cards.
So how are you today, Martha?
I'm fine. I'm trying to stay inside all day on a nice winter's day.
A little chilly up there in Boston, is it?
Yes.
It's only about 42 down here, so it's not a whole lot warmer.
No.
Yes, we don't have that nice northern thick blood anymore, so yeah. We're a bunch of pansies.
Yeah, we learned that on vacation.
Well, I'm using a 24-card spread, for those of you who are interested, and it takes me a moment to lay out the cards and give them a little bit of contemplation. First of all, Martha, I want to congratulate you. Amongst all of the women that I have given readings to in the past, I have to honestly say that this is a lady that has her head really, what would you call it, like screwed on straight.
Right.
She's a forward-thinking person. She's full of love. But she's not going to waste it on just any guy that comes along.
Okay.
Does that sound like you, Martha?
Yes, I'll take that.
And I really think that when you're done, as we were saying, the vibe is correct. You are done. And the past partner or one that you've recently broken off with, when they try to, say, attempt to rekindle the relationship, this lady has reached full resolve.
Yeah.
She doesn't go backward. She goes forward.
Right.
So I want to tell her that I'm perceiving, okay, we're in the month of February. Now let me see. I am getting July to August, if not sooner. Remember, time frames are very much dependent on exactly where we are in our lives as far as spiritually, emotionally. Right. And also the person that's coming into our life. This is somebody that I feel she is going to meet while conducting some business of some kind. Are you employed, Martha?
I am in the process of starting a business.
Oh, nice. Because it's going to be extremely successful for you. You're going to network and meet a great number of people. And as you start the beginnings, as if she's planting a garden, planting and planting away, and in the midst is going to grow from, say, daffodils, a rose. And that rose is going to show to be your true soulmate, my dear. Do not go looking. Let it come to you. Believe me, the universe, God, the higher power will not forget you or neglect you.
Yep.
It will come to you. What? Go ahead.
It'll come to you when the time is right. And
yeah, and sometimes we have no control over the timing.
Right.
Took you, Daryl, 2 full years of being in my cards. But see, I wasn't ready. And Martha, I feel that you're more ready than the new partner, but that person is coming up to speed. And you're just going to really feel a great connection. Just about immediately, seriously. So I think that you're going to really enjoy this individual. First as friends, which is, by the way,
the best foundation for relationship.
For marriage. Would you like to get married again, Martha?
Absolutely.
Well, I feel you will. I'm seeing that this relationship will begin. Like I was saying, I'm feeling mid to late July into the early part of August. But again, that could be sooner. And I feel that we're going to give it another year, possibly sooner. But I feel you're going to say I do again. And this time, it will be everything that you dream of. See, this is why this method is so empowering and so powerful at the same time.
No, like you were saying, I was in your cards for 2 years before I walked up to your door.
Exactly. And the minute I looked at you, I thought, oh, my goodness, he's the one.
Yep.
He sure as heck was.
And I knew the same thing as soon as I seen you.
And the one thing I'd like to put out there is I had advertised I'm not dating anyone ever again. So for you, Martha, I want you to know this new business is going to be awesome for you. It's going to really bring a lot of pleasure and joy into your life, not to mention profit.
Yeah.
You're going to make a great many friends and really enjoy yourself in this work. And as I said, it's through that the true love is coming to you. She's got awesome cards.
Yes, she does.
Yep, she does. Yes, well, she thank does. You, Martha. I hope you'll stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you
again. Well, thank you. Yes, I'll listen to you next week.
Thank you. We'd love that. Next week, by the way, we'll have Pamela Hopkins here with us, who is the head therapist and trying to think of all she does. I mean, this woman wears many hats, but she will be with us next week, and she will be bringing empowerment and healing to all in our audience.
Right.
So, thanks so much. I really enjoyed. I'm so glad she called.
Yeah.
I really am. So, Daryl, what do you think is, like, the number one problem that we find ourselves facing?
As for you and me?
Well, just in general, when we deal with our clients and...
Well, it's a toss-up somewhere between love and infidelity.
Well, it is. There's a lot of that in that is perceived in readings. I think a lot of it, too, is self-fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know, we often will run from partner to partner trying to find what they can't give us. We have to give that to ourselves.
Right.
And for myself, the 2 years before you came in, plus add 2 more years... It was the first time I'd ever been alone, alone from the time I turned into an adult. And I just want you to know that it took that time for me to fix myself,
right?
For me to find out who in the world I was.
Yeah.
So I want to say to all of you, don't get antsy about timing. No. It has to come when the time is right, when you are right to receive. And also our partners that are going to be in our lives. You said you were going through a lot of changes at the time and growing.
Yep. I was basically out on a 6-month cruise. I was in the Navy, for those of you who don't know. But during that cruise, there was a lot of growth in that 6 months.
First time that you put the cocktail glass down, wasn't it?
Yes.
First time that you weren't out seeking inappropriate relationships for the weekend. But I'm just saying, I only know this because we shared our stories.
Right.
And you had to go through this this 6-month deployment that got you ready.
Right.
Because I couldn't have had you sooner than that. And you wouldn't have liked who I was either. So all of you, the one thing we want to share with you today, because it seems like everybody's busy, can't really make phone calls today. Remember, though, you don't always have to talk on the air. If you shoot us an email question before the show, we will address it during the show. We won't say who you are. We won't, identify where you live. So please don't hesitate in the future to do that. What else would we like to say that... people need the self-fulfillment is the biggest issue, I think. Some rush too far too quickly into relationships, or they commit themselves to jobs they hate. They, I'm, you know, just kind of overwhelmed at the moment thinking about that.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break here while you're thinking about that. And if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. All right.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Debra Lee. Debra's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Debra how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Debra Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our wonderful host, Debra Lee.
Thank you.
Our topic for this week is having a rough start to the new year.
And how to deal with it.
Yes. All right, we got another caller on the line. Let's go to Lisa.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hey. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm so glad to hear you back on the air. I couldn't wait to call in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank God everything seems to be back to normal for us, so I think you can expect to see us, or hear us, I should say, every Friday.
Yep.
Starting out. What can I do for you today, Lisa?
I don't know if you've remembered, I have called in before, and I have a boyfriend who's in the military. He is currently deployed. I haven't heard from him in a few days, and I guess my biggest question is, when he finally comes home, I'm going to wait. Do you think this will transcend into a more committed relationship?
Well, give me a moment here as I lay out your cards.
Okay. Remember, Lisa, when we're doing the cards, they're just filled with potential. Everything is potential of what can happen, but everything's going to happen in its own time.
And also that we remain the masters of our own destiny. So realizing that free will plays a very important part. Now, often when our partners are deployed in the military, there will be a sense of clandestine or covert atmospheres that sometimes we can't quite get to the real core.
Right.
Because of how nebulous their situation is. What I would like to tell you is, right now, what this partner is going through in on his deployment is a big, serious growth period for him. He has been, I would say, in a adrenaline junkie for most of his adult life. If he wasn't in the military, he'd probably be a new Evel Knievel character out there jumping over buses and everything else. But I want to tell you about growth, and the maturity factor here is that he is undergoing certain hardship right now that I feel is of a setback nature for him and his military team, we'll say.
Okay.
With the crew that he's with. It's nothing too serious. However, it is possible they have lost someone. It is not him. But as he's watching this, as it's having a real effect on him emotionally. And as for you, there is no doubt in my mind that this man is going to come back and want to scoop you right up in a little basket and walk off into the sunset with you. Because he is realizing how much you mean to him, how deep the love here goes. I mean, you truly have what I would call an unconditional, shared spiritual love for each other. And a pretty good, passionate connection as well. Let's just say you are his ultimate woman. And I feel that you have truly met your match. And just please think positively. Hold him in a... like a bubble of love and light.
And energy.
And energy. And I feel you're going to hear from him very, very soon. I feel he may be calling to tell you bad news, that it could be that he fell, and I'm sensing something about a leg. For instance, ankle maybe is broken, or his knee is, what happens to knees? Because I'm kind of seeing it mangled a little bit.
Tendon or whatever.
Where it's going to take him out of the game, but that will likely be a very good thing happening for him, where you'll be able to rush to his bedside, and you there's no doubt in my mind that the two of you are going to pick up right where you left off when he does get back. Keep the faith, keep sending those letters and gifts, and really visualize that homecoming and all that the two of you are going to come to share.
Right.
I think he's really going to surprise you. I really do. Because wherever he is dark and dirty and wet. And Daryl's smiling. You know those feelings.
Oh, I know.
And boy, it really causes you to think, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
What really matters to you when you finally get out of there.
Yep.
So good luck to you, Lisa. Please call us again.
Much.
So we'll know how things are going for you.
I will. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think that she's got a lot to hope for there.
Yes, she does.
I do. I do. And I think this man is finally reaching the point of understanding that love is going to be greater than his addiction to adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sensing him thinking to himself, oh, I'm such a wimp. What is it about love with you guys, Daryl, that makes you feel so weak? It's a strength.
Okay.
maybe next week some of the guys out there will call us and tell us about this.
Yeah.
Is it because of peer pressure where they call you all these, you know, derogatory names?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's just the fact that, you got to remember, as a male... back millions of years ago, we were the hunters.
Yeah.
You know?
And you just dragged that woman back to your cave by her hair, right? So what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is a hunter doesn't have that feeling of compassion, love. He's providing for his family or whoever. But you separate yourself from that feeling to be able to be the hunter.
Is that really still so much a part of your DNA?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
So do you like women that are a little harder to get then because it's part of the hunting ritual?
Yes.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a topic on this coming up. We are. Well, I think before we get close to ending, we might want to talk about that those of you that don't call in but are interested in this method, you might want to go, if you have an Android or an iPhone, you might want to go to
your app store.
and select Psychic Love Doctor Reading. It's free. It's easy to use.
Right.
You simply start the app in your phone.
You think about a question, you push the button, and it gives you an answer.
It may not always be an answer you like, but it will give you an answer.
Yes.
A lot of times what you want to do if you've gotten a negative answer is you want to turn that around and say to yourself, okay, I'm getting a negative result, so how can I improve the future before I get there? And that's really what personal prophecy is all about.
Yes.
Is being able to perceive that future and improve it if we need to.
Right.
So if something comes up that's, well, like, you know, less than positive, or it's about a certain someone that you're kind of sweet on, it'll actually help you to find ways to not get kicked to the curb so quickly. Right. For instance, if she's a girl that gets hit on a lot, you don't want to go that route.
No.
You're going to want to be the one that approaches her as a friend, which is kind of
a segue away from what the usual.
Exactly. And she will not have her defenses up.
Also, we want to remind you, if you want a personal reading from Deborah, you can go to thepsychiclovedoctor.com. It's all one word. And
you can, and there are options there.
There are options there that you can get a reading from her or me.
That's right. You're available too. And he will give you the straight scoop. He will. And I'd also like to mention that we have a Facebook page for the show, Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Yes.
And there you can get announcements, and you'll also receive notice about when we have special gifts or contests. Yes. Well, I think we're done now, honey. I guess we have to wrap.
Yes. Well, looking forward to talking to y'all again next week.
Thank you so much. We really enjoy having you there as our listeners every Friday.
Have a great week, folks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.